Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
And welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And we've got a fantastic show for you today. We have Heroes First in the house. We have Carly Mack.
Hey, Anita, how are you? Glad to be here.
Great. And we have CJ Babola.
Hey, Anita, how's it going?
I say that with like a Spanish twist, but it's not even Spanish.
But it has a lot of B's.
It does. Well, welcome. And if everybody's going, well, that's great, but what's Heroes First? Well, they give money for homes, but for first responders. Do you guys give it to anybody?
Yeah, so we generally say our heroes are the community heroes. So we can lend to anybody, but we obviously have a focus on serving those who serve around our communities. So the military, police, firefighters, medical, the clergy and civil servants.
The popo.
And educators. Yes.
Awesome.
You know about that.
My brothers and sisters out there, listen up, because it's special to have someone who gives us a deal. And firefighters, nurses, paramedics, teachers.
Yep. 911 operators. How about a stressful job there?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That we definitely like reaching out and helping a lot of our members of our team, our prior law enforcement, prior military, are connected to one of those faculties in some way. So we all like to help out and give back to the community heroes and the people that serve the country. So we do a couple things for them. The first thing is we waive our lender fees. So there's no processing, underwriting, or origination fees stacked into their closing costs, which can make it more difficult when you're buying a house. And then the second thing, we purchase a 3-year accidental death and dismemberment policy to protect the hero. So if something happens to them within the first 3 years of the mortgage, it'll pay out the balance of the mortgage up to $300,000.
Oh, that's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. And you guys both have backgrounds in being heroes here. It looks like, CJ, you grew up out of Mayport. You served as a MP police, then served at Virginia Beach Police Department, and then you've been in the lending business.
Yeah, absolutely. My dad was an officer in the Navy. And so we kind of bounced around growing up, but he was part of the Mayport Mafia, as the Navy likes to call it. And so we would do 2 years stationed somewhere else and 2 years back in Mayport and 2 years somewhere else. So I grew up the majority of my life at Mayport, went to Mayport Middle School, shout out to the Sharks. And then we got stationed in Norfolk. I joined the Navy, of course, got stationed in Norfolk. And then when I got out, I became Virginia Beach Police Department, did that for a couple of years, but was looking to try and find a way to get back to Jacksonville. And my cousin was doing mortgages, and he said that he'd be able to get me a job doing that. So I took a chance, convinced the wife to move down, and been down here for about 6 years.
And you have a little one at home.
I do. We have one that's getting ready to turn 2. She was born on September 11th. And then nice. I have another daughter that's on the way. So my first daughter was born September 11th. My wife was born September 13th. And our newest daughter is due September 12th.
Wow.
So
party together all at the same time.
Yeah, you guys need to spread out that month or something.
Yeah, repetition is what we like, consistency. So I can just wrap it all up on 1 week on the calendar. I don't have to worry about forgetting anniversaries or honeymoons or nothing. I'm like, yep, that's my week. That's what I like.
I love it. I love it. It's like on Facebook right now. It's like we have, everybody's posting their kids' photos because they're all back in school. And then all the new babies, all the COVID babies. Oh, my God. People are just delivering left and right.
Yes.
It's just so neat to see our future.
Mm-hmm.
All these
mm-hmm.
cute little mm-hmm. babies. I just want to hold them all. Now, Carly Mack, you we've known each other for some time, and I have high respect for you. You, I don't know if I can use that word on the air, but you're really a, you know, a, you're bad. You're bad for sure.
Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone. Thank you. And you are in the military. You are a captain.
That's correct.
With the National Guard, which you've been a member of for how many years?
So I've been an officer since 2013, and then I also served enlisted back in 2000 to 2007. So cumulatively, I'm at about 14 years of service with the organization.
That's awesome. And you've been deployed many times. That I know, especially after you got promoted. It seemed like you've been gone the entire time.
That is how it feels. I agree, especially for the family. But a lot of state active duty stuff. We always respond for hurricanes in the Florida Guard. So a lot of time spent responding to the national disaster that occurs so frequently here. I think there's one out brewing off
there
the
is.
Shore right
there's
now.
One out brewing for sure. And of course, your husband's also in the military. So at least you have a spouse that understands, you know, what you're going through.
Yes, he has been deployed overseas 3 times. While we've been married and dating. So we're both very familiar with the process at this point. And he is actually, we're going to give him a props because he's going to retire at the end of this year with his 20 years. So we're very excited about that. And just having one person that shows up and puts the boots on.
Yes. That'd be awesome. And you have a couple boys, a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old.
I do, so expect to see pictures of them next week.
Yes,
on Facebook.
Well, I like seeing them. So
to the school for St. John's County. So yes, we're a little bit delayed, but they will be heading back next Monday. So
next Monday.
I'm excited. I think they're dreading it, but you know, go educators, send these kids back to school.
That's right. Yes, we appreciate them out there for sure. And yeah, so you guys stay busy. I mean, just your background alone is, both of you, is very impressive. And it's always great to have, you know, a brother in the house. And stuff for those that don't know, I'm a retired law enforcement, 25 years in Southern California. And here I am in Jacksonville, happy as can be. I love it here. I do. I love it here. I used to go back at the beginning all the time. And then it's... You know, each year was a little bit less. Now it's like, yeah, you guys know where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know, come visit me now.
There's a lot of traffic over there that you got to avoid,
oh my God.
Right?
It's like, horrible.
It is so congested. So.
Yeah, I always laugh when somebody says there's traffic here. When I first moved here, everyone told me, well, yeah, you know, you better take off. You know, there's a lot of traffic.
Got to beat the traffic.
And of course, I would leave early like I do in Southern California, and I'd be like an hour early. You know?
Yeah, that's one thing that I love about Jacksonville. Every time we go back to the Hampton Roads area, there's only, I mean, they've got a population of 500,000. They have 2 highways. And so that traffic and the speed limit on the highway is 55 miles an hour. So, I mean, that's the back roads for us. We're like, what are you doing?
And that's it. Every time I go back home, you know, everybody's beeping their horn at me because I'm not driving fast enough. And then I drive people here and they tell me I drive too fast. So it's just kind of funny.
You can never find the right balance.
You don't. I do try. Well, you guys have tons of programs, which we're going to talk about after we come back from break, because for those first responders out there and teachers, and we are going to tell you what it takes to get one of these loans and how to qualify for it. So you don't want to miss out. We're going to talk about some new listings we have coming up. And of course, if you missed out my great, awesome listing that was down in Orange Park, it lasted a few days. It is gone for full price, and actually over full price a little bit. So I'm happy for my sellers. They are happy as can be. Now, the tough job is, right?
That's
getting
right.
it to the closing table.
Absolutely.
And so
don't count it yet.
It is a unique property, so I'm staying on it to make sure that it gets to the closing table. And I have the best clients because Ridge, he is also in the military. He's stationed down in San Diego. We'll be right back on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
If you have any questions today for Anita or her guests, it's 904-831-0600.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Profit at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And if you're wondering, Realty Executives, where does it come from? Well, we are over 55 years old. We are throughout the United States. Our home base is down in Arizona, and I worked and still work for Realty Executives in Fullerton, California with Barbara Kerr, and we have about 24 plus offices in Florida. So we're all over. We're also an international company. So no matter what your destination is, if it's out of state, give me a call. I can set you up with a professional and get the ball rolling for you. And we do deal with a lot of military, which I'm so grateful for. here locally, and I know you guys do as well.
Absolutely.
And we were kind of talking before the show about first-time buyers, and they still have a special place in my heart because I think they get me excited. You know, it brings a back, you know, it reminds me of my first home, which everybody knows your first home is always will always have a special place, right?
Yes.
It's like you if you're in the neighborhood or whatever, you'll drive by it to see what
we
it looks like.
We have to drive by every single time we go through Middleburg. That was the first house. We bought it off of Blanding Boulevard. Nothing there. And if I'm driving over to Camp Blanding to do some kind of training, you got to take the loop through, see what they're doing, criticize the way they're keeping the yard, right? Because that was our house.
Right.
And our house forever. So totally, totally agree with you.
It's so true. It's so true.
And our first home was in Chesapeake, Virginia. And whenever we go home to visit friends and family, we still make a little detour. And it's like not even near anybody. So it's completely out of the way. But we're like, I wonder what they're doing to it. Drive up. Like, oh, man, they put a bunch of took out all the flower beds. And the wife's got to get a little angry about that.
Yeah. So I purchased back in the early 80s and was out in Riverside, California, because we couldn't afford to live in Orange County, California. And so our first home was in Corona, California, which now it's all built up. We were one of the first people to move out there. And it was a long haul. That drive on the 91 freeway to get to work every day was long. And then working graveyard shift to hit it back early morning. That seemed like forever.
They should have added it into your patrol. Like, should have been able to clock in before you took off out of the house.
But back there, we don't take our cars home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we didn't in Virginia Beach either.
Yeah, we don't let our neighbors know back there what we did for a living.
I think we have like 850 officers. We're like the largest in the state next to some of the bigger cities up in Washington, D.C. area. And so there's so many of us. They wouldn't let us take the cars home.
Yeah, it's the same with us too. There's no way.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
But
you're right. I would have been halfway home before the bell rang.
The only thing that was bad about swapping cars was whenever you tried to get into a car right after somebody who was really, really short, because they would scoot the seat all the way up and you'd get a hot call and you'd go to jump in the car and you'd hit the steering wheel and like bounce out and
exactly.
fall down onto
exactly.
the ground because the seat's all the way forward.
Or somebody who's super tall. You know,
yep.
We had Daryl who was 6'5". Oh, my God. And that seat was always messed up.
Yep.
That one that never works, right?
It was always messed up.
I just do that to my husband for fun. Every time I get in his truck, I move it way further forward than I need it. And then I just leave it there.
That's what, ironically enough, that was one of the deciding factors when we bought a car was that it had two memory seatings. So my wife could save a seat and I could save a seat because
yep. That's how my car set up.
I was constantly having to adjust the seat in the patrol car and it annoyed me.
Yep. Thank God for new stuff, right?
New technology.
Exactly. And, first time buyers, they tend to panic. You know, they tend to, you know, I've got a couple right now and, cute as can be. And, you know, trying to get them to breathe. It's like, breathe, you guys. It's like after doing that inspection, you know, it's like, it's okay. Things can be fixed.
Correct.
You know, location and schools and things of that nature, you cannot
change after the fact.
No, you can't. You can't change it.
Locked in.
Can't move it. And so you have to look at the big picture overall and just, we try to get those repairs taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't always happen. So
yeah, when we were looking at our house, I told my realtor, I can remodel the kitchen, I can remodel the bathroom, I can't move my neighbor's house to have more yard. So
right.
You know, yard was the biggest sticking point, school zone, stuff like that, things that you can't change.
So we have to have the barbecue.
Yes,
we gotta have the guys over.
We got the two English bulldogs.
My
that
first
need to
house
roam
it was
around.
Important because we always had the guys over. We always had the people on the shift for our shift parties and stuff. So
yeah.
we put in the pool and you know the fire pit and the, you know we were the house to go to.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned your dog and Anita. You have a pretty big dog too. That's
yes.
another thing.
Yes,
that,
Jake.
Jake, gotta have a yard for those fur babies.
Yeah, back then it was Baron. He was a 175 pound German Shepherd.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a beast.
She likes a big dog.
Working yeah. dog or?
He came from a working dog.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So he Yeah, he was huge. Mm-hmm. Came from a good breed, and we had him a long time. And now Jake, he's 15 years old. Oh my God, that poor. He's as old as we both move slow. So
my English bulldog just turned 11 yesterday. So happy birthday, Duke.
I'm sure
he's asleep. He's like officially deaf. So we come in and he doesn't hear us.
Yep,
and then you come around to the front of the couch and he'll like open his eyes and it's like an extra big surprise.
that's my dog. So you guys, tell us a little more. You guys are doing the bond right now too.
Yes, absolutely. So the Florida bond is still around. Not a lot of people are aware of it because it's such a competitive market, such a seller's market, and there's a lot of multiple offers. But the Florida bond is doing what they can to become even more relevant. So they did have $7,500 in assistance for FHA, VA, and USDA, and they actually just bumped that up to $10,000 because they realized that the $7,500 wasn't helping and providing enough assistance. So for FHA loans, VA loans, they've increased it to $10,000, and then for conventional loans, it's still $7,500.
That's awesome. You know, and it is. It's tough to get an offer through right now if you have a conventional loan and putting money down, so because of multiple offer situation. So really the pecking order is it's always conventional first.
Cash first.
Cash,
well,
yeah.
It's always cash. Yeah. You know? But and not all the time.
Not all the time. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we had several cash offers. You know, they think they're special, and so they like to, you know, low bid.
Right.
And it's like, hey, he just has to wait 30 days for his cash. So, I mean, it doesn't make any difference.
Cash, there's usually a minimum 15 days for inspection and then, you know, wiring the funds and closing. So you're closing a conventional loan in 21 to 30 days, it's...
But right now, everybody's waiving all that now just to get their offers accepted. So, you know, we have conventional, and then we have FHA, I guess, VA, and then the bond.
Yes.
The people that have the bond attached, because it may take a little bit longer to get it closed. And that's when you look at some of these other companies that aren't local. They're kind of a bigger company out there.
Correct.
They tend to stay on the market because they do no repairs.
Nameless, faceless.
Yes. So, you know, they're on the market forever. So those would be good ones for them to put in, as long as it has good bones. Again, they can probably, you know, make the repairs.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, I tell them the order, when you think about it, is cash. And the further that you go, the more people that you're adding into the equation, the more people you're giving the opportunity to have a say. So the path of least resistance is cash, A to B. And then when you add in financing, you're adding a lender. So when you add in Florida bond, you're adding in a second lender or a subordination.
Sure.
So it just is going to lengthen out the process a little bit.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, but I'll be honest. It doesn't matter for me what loan is sitting in front of me. I love VA because VA to me is easy. What's great about our clients with VA, you know, because they're military or past military, you ask them for their papers and they come with a stack. They've got them in a drawer. They know where everything's at.
Filed alphabetically.
Yes.
It's coming at you.
And, you know, you ask them for something, you've got it. You know, everybody else, you have to just drag it out. We need this. We need this. We can't move forward with the loan until we have this paperwork from you. And here we are. We're still waiting for it, you know.
But everybody needs a good local agent like you, you know, like we're saying, that know the process and can help walk them through every single step. Because it doesn't, if they're out there just trying to wing it, they're just going to get hung up all over the place. So, you know, call a local real estate agent.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about, when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about the bond. What are the qualifications to be able to get this extra money to help you with your down payment? And and then we're going to talk about a little more about FHA and VA. So stay with us. We have a lot more for you when we come back here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And AJ, what do you got going?
I got this show going. Great show this afternoon.
Yes, we need someone to call in so we can ask some questions.
Give us a call. 904-831-0600. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600.
101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Oregon Governor Kate Brown on Tuesday announced a statewide indoor mask requirement because of the spike in coronavirus hospitalizations and cases, warning that the state's health care system could be overwhelmed. Beginning Friday, everyone who is 5 years or older in Oregon, regardless of vaccination status, will be required to wear masks in indoor public spaces. Brown had urged local officials to implement their own mandates, but almost none did. The U.S. Coronavirus Health and Safety Measures in Oregon applies to all indoor public spaces, including businesses, grocery stores, indoor entertainment venues, and gyms. In addition, people older than 2 years old will be required to wear masks on public transit. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 220, the NASDAQ dropped 22. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. 26-year-old mother and her two children, ages 5 and 2, sent to the hospital with minor injuries earlier this morning after their Kia was rear-ended on 95 southbound by an unmarked Jacksonville Sheriff's Office vehicle. The Kia that the woman was driving apparently was having engine trouble, only going about 10 to 20 miles an hour with its hazard lights on. The woman was trying to navigate through the construction zone and off the interstate after another vehicle abruptly changed lanes. The unmarked JSO Ford Fusion rear-ended the Kia. Dozens of Duval County public school teachers did not make it to their classrooms on the first day of school. The call-outs already straining school operations even further as there are several vacancies already in existence district-wide. In total, at least 96 teachers called out Tuesday, DCPS's first day back since the summer break. A man has been arrested in connection with the killing of an active-duty U.S. Coast Guard member last week in the city's Riverside neighborhood. Tyree Parker charged with second-degree murder. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of a crash on the West Beltway on I-295 northbound at Blanding Boulevard. Also, there's a multi-vehicle crash near downtown on I-95 northbound before I-10. And there's another crash on I-95 southbound at the ramp from Emerson Street. Partly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 74. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high up to 92.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Experience positive and encouraging teaching from renowned pastor, Bible teacher, and best-selling author, Dr. David Jeremiah. Reserve your free tickets now to attend An Evening with David Jeremiah for an unforgettable night of enriching Bible study, uplifting fellowship, and powerful worship. Coming to Jacksonville at the ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena on Thursday, October 7th at 7 p.m. You won't want to miss this special one-night-only event. Get your free tickets at davidjeremiah.org/tour.
Why Ed came in there, you know, what was that all about?
Yeah, we're Superman.
He flew by. This is a flyby.
Yeah, Dean's not here. Little rascal, you try to sneak into my show. Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Carly Mack and we have CJ Babola from Heroes First Home Loans. And if you're a first responder out there, a school teacher, they've got some really great deals for you on purchasing a home. So it's so important that you don't you listen up. You, if you're going to leave your car, you want to download the app because you don't want to miss the information. And also the Florida bond is back. And of course, in the pecking order we were talking about earlier, that it might be a little more difficult to get your offer accepted. But you know what? I'll take the challenge.
There you go. Call Anita.
Yes, because I will get it accepted. Okay. And I like working with first-time buyers. They bring a lot of joy to me. They're just fun, you know. They bring some great energy, you know, like we talked about earlier, that first home that we bought.
Got that spark.
Yes.
They're excited.
They're excited. They're nervous and, you know, sometimes too nervous, but that's okay. You know, everybody handles it differently, and it's our job to keep them calm and just...
Ride the roller coaster.
Ride the roller coaster. My job is to make it a smooth ride versus a crazy ride. And so if you have questions for our Heroes First Home Loans, give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. Now, what are some of the qualifications if somebody needs goes, you know what, my credit's okay, but I only have a little bit of money saved up, not much, but I could use some help with that down payment.
Yeah, a lot of the Florida bond is a second lien, and it's attached to your traditional mortgages. So there's conventional FHA, VA, and USDA, and then the Florida bond is a second lien that's then placed on the house. So most of the requirements are going to be the same as just qualifying for a normal mortgage. It's just an addition to. Now, they do get to have their own overlays and their own little specialties. But for the most part, if you qualify for a conventional FHA, VA, USDA loan, you would additionally qualify for the Florida bond.
Okay, so the lowest credit score that they'll accept is how much?
640.
640.
Correct. That's the main hiccup that they have is they require 640, whereas there's other loan programs that can go lower than that. So they require 640. And then additionally, they consider you a first-time home buyer. Not a lot of people know this. People get confused that you are a first-time home buyer if you have not been on title to a home in the past 3 years. So I've had borrowers call me up pretty often, and they'll say, oh, I'm not a first-time home buyer. I owned a home back in the 80s. I have to gently, without aging anyone and making them feel comfortable, say, well, you are technically a first-time home buyer as long as you haven't been on title in the past 3 years.
That's true. And it's my job to walk them through the process, find them their home, and then make sure that they're buying a good structured home by doing the home inspections and the walkthroughs and things of that nature. Because those are so important too. It doesn't matter if you've bought five homes or this is your first one, but it really does have an impact for that first time buyer. You know, it's their eyes are wide open and every little thing seems huge when, you know, it's easy for her to say it's really, that's no big deal. Cause you know, I have no idea how many homes I buy. That's how many.
Absolutely.
You know, realtors are horrible. We'll buy a home.
Sight unseen.
That's it. It's
like, good. It's, yeah, I like the neighborhood. It's good.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Okay. Throw it in the cart.
Location, location, location. Yeah,
I always tease Betty. I think she always has her bags packed somewhere, you know?
Yes.
She moves every couple of years. But the house she's got right now, she's going to stay in it. They're doing a major room addition to it, and it's looking fantastic. So she's been working on her home since she moved in. It's a constant process.
Yes.
I mean, I've been in my house now for 2 years, and I've got a constant project going on.
Yeah.
A constant project.
Talking about the way the market is right now, if we've got homeowners that are in houses that want to do some of those improvements, equity is a really good place for them to look and consider, you know, make the house you're in the house you love if you can't sell or buy right now. So
absolutely
something to factor in as well. Refinances are still pretty popular, even
they
though
are.
The sales went up this month because, you know, summer sales get really busy. But this was the first month that sales exceeded, home loans actually exceeded refinances in the market. So kind of an interesting thing. You can definitely be looking at refinancing.
Right. Still. And my clients right now, you know, Brian and Leanne, I could picture them staying in this house forever. It's got great square footage, and you know, their families still live in the house that they grew up in. So, you know, I could see them doing the same thing. They're real adamant about making sure that there's enough room to grow in and things of that nature. So it's amazing that, you know, I change around a lot.
Military.
Of it, yes. Yeah. And a lot of it is my profession, you know, and the same with you guys. And but there are a lot of people that want to stay put. And so the refinancing right now with interest rates so low, you know, they can't pull that money out to reinvest it into their home, to put in that kitchen they want, or to fix up that backyard.
Absolutely. Put that pool in. You know, you've been talking about it for a long time. You want that pool?
No, I think that's just you.
Oh, okay.
That's me too.
There you go. That's, all right.
That's it's been a majority. The running.
Mine is super small. I would have to put like a swim spa, but.
That's been the running debate in our house is do I get a new truck or do we get a pool?
I'll get a
pool.
Every
time,
get a pool.
Every time we go to the pool truck and my daughter's having a blast and laughing, I look over at my wife and my wife's smiling at my daughter and I can see my truck budget just shrinking and shrinking and shrinking.
I could do it like we all do. You just put some vinyl inside the back of the pickup and fill it up with water.
See, that's what I'm all about that. I think I just found a loophole. She didn't say that the truck, the pool couldn't be.
Oh, yeah.
The pool couldn't be mobile.
I've seen lots of people do that. Yes.
Probably can't include it on your listing, though.
Exactly.
That's true.
I want to tell you that I truly believe the pool's going to bring you more value.
Very true.
Especially on a resale. But so we have the bond money out there. So there's no excuses for people. That's the way I look at it.
Rent is on the rise.
Rent is... I can't believe what people are paying right now. People are paying a lot more than what my mortgage is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not sure where you stand or perhaps what your FICO score is, which is your credit score, you need to call them. You need to call Carly or CJ because they will help you and tell you where you're at, what your buying power is, or in case you need to wait, and maybe you do need to rent for maybe six more months or a year. They will tell you exactly what you need and put a plan together for you.
Absolutely.
Correct?
The biggest thing that I tell people is it's not can you buy a home, but when can you buy a home?
You have to have action steps.
A lot of times when I see people and we pull their credit, a lot of the derogatory stuff is rather aged. It doesn't go away. It takes 7 years to fall off your credit report, so you can't just ignore it. And so I generally, the first step, like healing, is to stop the bleeding. So right. We've got to deal with the problem. We've got to stop the bleeding, and then we can get on a path towards building our credit back up. And so that's step one. Also, taking a look at what not to pay off. What should we pay a loan? What should we pay down first? What's going to have the biggest impact? And so running rescore simulations and taking a look at the different tricks that we can utilize to help get those scores up. And also our company does no score loans. So if you're somebody who doesn't have any credit because you maybe follow Dave Ramsey or you're a millennial or Gen Z that hasn't taken out any credit cards or doesn't have a lot of credit experience, that's not a roadblock either. We can still help.
That's awesome. And that's what we like to hear because I hate when somebody says no. It may, for us, it's like, okay, you may not be able to buy today, but we're going to get you where you can buy and put you on a program here that at the end, you're gonna love the results.
Right.
Because I would say the majority of people want a home.
Absolutely.
They want a home base.
Yes.
It's not for everybody. I've got a friend that loves to travel around the world, so he lives out of a suitcase.
Absolutely.
You know, and is happy as can be. For me, I have to have a home base.
Mm-hmm.
I'll travel anywhere, but I need to come home.
It's always absolutely good to get back to what's familiar, you know, where all your stuff is.
Yes.
Comfortable.
Exactly. Exactly. So when we come back, we're going to talk about...
doing some great stuff with our Helper Act.
Well, yes, we're going to learn a little bit more. It's the Helper Act bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we've got a little more for you when we come back.
That's all
I
right
promise.
Here. right? Right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. Remember that phone number to call, 904-831-0600.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And I'll admit it. I'm going to admit it, AJ. I am a little off today.
Well, you seem like you're you know, I guess.
Preoccupied.
Just good weather. It's kind of got you high on life.
I guess so. I am a little off today. I am busy, 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 just like every other realtor out there. And so my mind is on my deals right now. I'm thinking, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that.
And we got school going back. We got things going on. We got stuff in the economy popping up and going down. And
a lot of electricity in the air. You know,
hard to keep track of what we're doing.
I know. I don't even know where I'm at right now.
I was just going to say, where are we?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to be taking a nap or something, but, you know, always on the go. We're always on the go right now. But you know what? You write it, and then when it slows down, that's when we rest.
Yes.
And because it's going to slow down, you know, I always tell that to my agents. It's like when you got the momentum going and you're pedaling that bike, you just keep pedaling. And right now I'm pedaling because it's going very well for me right now. And I'm grateful. I thank God every night going, thank you, thank you, thank you. And
as soon as interest rates drop, I told the wife, you're probably not going to see me for 6 months to a year until they go back up, because it's crime time. We got to get
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And, you know, I love being busy, and I got to admit, it's been a while because I own my business, so I run my business.
Yep.
And so I'm more in charge than I am, going out there. I always sell and I always list, but my main focus is obviously training the agents and making sure they're taken care of. Now we moved to a location that gives me the opportunity to get back out there again, and I really enjoy it. I have great people that I'm working with right now, and you can't beat that. I get to work with Terry and Ridge, and I sold them this house several years back, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. And it's so great just to reconnect with people, find out how everyone's doing. And they were great customers back then. They're great customers today. And I don't even consider them customers. They're friends.
They're friends. About that relationship.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And then, of course, I'm working with two others that, have had to postpone their wedding 3 times because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're buying their house right now. And they're getting married in October. So they've got a full plate. They've got a lot of emotions going on.
Absolutely.
And then and stuff. And it's just fun to see. And I've known them for quite a while now. And so it's just fun to see the growth and, where their families are headed, what their dreams are. And it's a fun career. It's not even a job. I would never say this is a job that I have to do,
mm-hmm.
that I've got to go to every day. I just love it, love it, love it. And of course, we're always looking for new listings out there, because they are just flying off the market. If it's a nice house, it's getting scooped up right away.
Yeah,
absolutely. With a great agent coaching them on how to stage.
Yeah. It's that preparation. Gone. It's getting that house professionally clean. It's getting everything looking new,
stellar.
Yeah, decluttering.
Oh.
A lot of prep. We usually don't list our homes. Once we get the listing, it takes us a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I've got one that I've been working with for a couple months, and only because she's got family now living with her, which brought their stuff. So it's like, okay, we got
to
slowly
get to downsize a little bit. Right.
And then the whole
together.
Family got sick. So it's like, oh my gosh. So we'll have a listing coming out soon out in Villages of Pablo, right off of San Pablo and Beach area, probably in the next 3 weeks. So we have a lot of stuff that is in play. We're going to put it in motion, and once it's ready to go active. So just keep your eyes and ears posted, because I will talk about it every Wednesday. So we also have one coming out of Hilliard.
For the one Wednesday until it's sold.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, it's coming, it's gone.
We normally will always go active on Thursday morning.
Right.
There's a strategy to each day of the week, and the best day to go active is Thursday morning.
Absolutely.
So even if I take a listing on a Friday, I'll wait to the following Thursday. So
Tips and tricks. Check
there is.
Out the market on Thursday morning.
Yeah, it's huge.
Your house is the biggest asset that you own. And then people try and just hop online and do it themselves and not consult with professionals. And it's like, good luck.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
We can give any kind of advice. Call Anita.
Okay. You're working with someone here in town to get the Helpers Act bill passed.
Yes, we
are. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. CJ mentioned it a little bit earlier. We were the initiators. Our founder, Sam Royer, came up with this concept, which is basically a VA-type home loan for the emergency responders, educators. And so HELPER stands for something, because we like acronyms, right? So
of course.
Homes for every local protector, educator, and responder. So we're getting the word out, because it's a no down payment style loan for the people that are in those categories, the same kind of hero categories that we talk about. And it's just going to give more people an opportunity to get homes around the communities, because these are the people rushing in when the rest of us are rushing out. So, CJ talks about being, and you on the police force,
yep.
They go out more often on the line than some of the other soldiers that, get that VA product. And so we just want to find a way to kind of benefit everybody and give back to them.
Yeah, that's something that I noticed being kind of on both sides of the fence, military and police. When I got into the police department, I used my VA loan to buy a house, and I was so thankful. I was like, wow, you know, I can't tell you how hard it would be to save up a down payment, 3%, 5%, with the salary that I was getting in Virginia Beach. And to be able to do that with the VA loan was such a blessing. And I was like, you know, it's a little crazy that all I did was, you know, I served for 5 years, but I was on a boat and I stood on the edge of the boat and made sure other boats didn't come too close to my boat. And, you know, I wasn't out there in the thick of it. I wasn't, you know, 100% in harm's way. And I get to come back and I get to buy a house with no financing and no money down and be able to take advantage of that. And now here I am, a police officer, you know, in the ghetto in the middle of the night, getting guns and drugs out of cars, you know, serving warrants on felony offenders, and I would have to save
up. Fentanyl. Did you see that video of that officer that
so
almost
wild.
Died?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was one video that I probably didn't need to watch, but
absolutely,
there's a lot of them.
I mean, it's rampant, and I was like, it's just crazy. And so when we heard about this, and Sam started putting this together with Congressman Rutherford right here in Jacksonville, and putting this together, it will help police officers, firefighters, EMT, and teachers all have access to homes, which, you know, all of those are pretty fixed incomes. Right?
Yes.
Pretty low paying, mm-hmm. where it makes it a lot harder for them to be able to have access to the housing in the communities that they deserve. And so that's our way of trying to give back on a national level and selflessly, because every lender, it would be a branch of an FHA loan. So every lender, every company would be able to help them. So it's not just us trying to have another gimmick to market to heroes. This, everybody would be able to take advantage of this.
It's going to be nationwide, as long as we can get enough support and get it passed. So one of the takeaways right now at this point is it's not available. So if it sounds like something and you're out there wanting it to be available, let your congressmen know so that they can bring it up and support it, because we're still trying to get that
drive.
So this
would be no money down. It would be just like a VA.
Yeah, it's an extension of
FHA's.
And no
mortgage insurance as well?
No mortgage insurance.
That's awesome.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because that alone is a few hundred dollars attacked onto your
absolutely
your monthly payment. So
you know it.
That's a savings itself.
No down payment, no mortgage insurance. So you can have a nice, affordable monthly payment and live in the communities that you serve.
Well, we definitely want to see this get passed. So if you want to look into it, it's Helper Act Bill. So make sure you look into it.
www.heroesfirst.com/helper-the-helper-act.
Heroes First Home Loan. If you need to get a hold of Carly, it's Carly, Carly, at heroesfirst.com. Carly at heroesfirst.com. And what is yours?
CJ at heroesfirst.com.
That's pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
If you miss it, give me a call at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. You want to take advantage of all these different plans that we have here available to first responders and teachers. We're going to see you next week when we're going to talk about home warranties.
Great job, guys.
That's right.
Thank
have a blessed week.
Stay safe.
Thank you.